AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today in Athens, Georgia.
Jose Antonio Ibarra has completely and utterly ruined my life.
This monster took away our chances to see Lakin graduate from nursing school.
Lakin Riley's sister and mother spoke in court as a judge sentenced Ibarra to life in prison. Lakin Riley was a nursing student who was killed in February while jogging. Prosecutor Sheila Ross says there is no doubt about it.
The evidence in this case has been overwhelming. And the evidence in this case has spoken loud and clear that he is Lakin Riley's killer. And that he killed her because she would not let him rape her.
Riley's killing added fuel to the national debate over immigration when federal authorities said Ibarra illegally entered the country in 2022 and was allowed to stay in the country while he pursued his immigration case. Susan Smith was denied bail in South Carolina today. She's been in prison for 30 years for killing her two young sons. U.S. Envoy Amos Hochstein says they're close to a ceasefire deal with Hezbollah.
The meeting today built on the meeting yesterday and made additional progress. So I will travel from here in a couple hours to Israel to try to bring this to a close if we can.
There is a potential complication. Israeli officials are demanding the freedom to strike Hezbollah as part of any ceasefire deal. The U.S. vetoed a U.N. resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in the war in Gaza because it is not linked to an immediate release of hostages. President-elect Donald Trump has chosen former Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker to serve as U.S. ambassador to NATO, the Western alliance that Trump has expressed skepticism about for years. Whitaker has a background in law enforcement and not in foreign policy. Stocks are lower in late-day trading. This is AP News. Russian missile attacks knocked out 50% of Ukraine's power generation.
But the country has been finding ways to adapt.
Russia helped us with phase out of coal because they destroyed almost all our thermal generation.
Attending the UN climate conference in Azerbaijan, Svetlana Grinchuk, Ukraine's environment and deputy energy minister, says 1,000 days of attacks by Russia has accelerated a transition to clean energy.
Now we understand that we need to build more decentralized, more resilient energy system, and the best solution here is small-scale renewables.
Maxim Timchenko is the CEO of DTEC. He says the decentralized nature of renewable energy projects like wind and solar makes them more resilient and easier to restore after an attack, taking maybe a week versus 3 or 4 months for traditional energy sources like coal-fired power plants. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.